an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR, in a steaming hot Tuesday as we get set for Browns training camp coming up next week. And I'm not promising that it's going to be cool next week, but I'll tell you what, it's a good thing the Browns were not out on the practice field today. I hope that you're staying cool. I'm Jim Donovan in for Vic Carucci. Vic vacationing this week. He'll be back with you next week when things really start to bubble out in Berea. And the Browns will be on the practice field late next week. And then the first practice open to the public will be a week from this Saturday, and that first practice will be at 8:45 in the morning on that day. We hope to see you all out in Berea. It's great to be with you. It was a busy day for the Browns yesterday, and I'll tell you what, Josh Gordon has been in the news with the Cleveland Browns since last Thursday and leading up to last Thursday's supplemental draft when the Browns pulled the trigger on Thursday when the draft was held and went with a second-round draft choice to win the rights to select him, which they did, and then late yesterday, he signs with the Browns less than a week after he was drafted by the Browns. He signs with them right away, a four-year deal totaling over $5 million, in the vicinity of $5.3 million in the total value of the deal. But how about this? $3.8 million of that deal is guaranteed. Now, you can sit and say, well, that's what you would get for a second-round draft choice, and you're right, but when you're in the supplemental draft, to get that kind of a deal is really saying that the team definitely desired you, went out and moved heaven and earth to get you, and wanted you and counts on you a great deal. So I know this kid has convinced the Browns that he is ready to go after a couple of blips and bleeps and blunders in his career at Baylor and then whatever happened out in Utah. I know that he has convinced them that he is ready to go. And I think the Browns are saying to him, you better be, because we've made a strong commitment to you. So they get the deal done with Josh Gordon, and so he'll be with the Browns next week when the rookies show up in Berea early in the week and then meet with the coaches, get out on the practice field a little bit, and then the veterans come in later on in the week. That is good. Phil Dawson is the other deal, and it will be a franchise tag deal instead of a long-term deal. And for the second year in a row now, really, if you go back even one more, 3 years in a row, that the Browns could not get a long-term deal done with the outstanding kicker Phil Dawson. Instead, he'll play for the franchise tag, which is a very healthy tag, at $3.81 million for Phil Dawson to kick for the Browns next year. And of course, we know his value. We know how perfect he is here in Cleveland, kicking for the Cleveland Browns in the weather, and how great he is as far as historically with the Browns being right there and going past Lou Groza in so many categories. And the fact that he kicked those seven field goals of 50 or longer last year and got gypped out of a couple of others because of bad snaps. But he is coming in at $3.81 million, no long-term deal, but instead he gets the franchise tag. So that is good, too. Nothing really to report yet on Brandon Weeden getting his deal done with the Browns, nor is the deal done with Trent Richardson. And again, we wait for those dominoes to fall. And the dominoes are that Andrew Luck gets his deal done, and then Robert Griffin III gets his deal done. And I think Robert Griffin III even missed his first day of meetings with the Redskins because he does not have a deal in place. And of course, that would be the situation for Weeden next week if he does not have a deal in place. And for Richardson, too, they would not be in those early practices. Not to worry a great deal about it, although when we talked to Bernie Kosar yesterday, you just don't want to see Weeden, if he's going to be the starting quarterback, miss any time at all. So I'm sure that Tom Heckert and the Browns staff is trying to get those deals done, and I think that they feel that they are confident that they will. But again, the most important thing is that they are there by the end of next week and on the field, that they don't miss any on-the-field practices with the Browns. Well, you have been busy filling up the mailbag with a lot of questions, and we want to get to some of those questions in our Ask Vic segment. And you ask Vic every week, you're asking Jim this week, and it is driven by Liberty Ford. As we go to the mailbag right now, you can ask your questions via our Ask Vic segment driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions for me this week. Let's go out. There are a lot of comments this week. Number one from Jeremy. He writes in, good pick with Gordon. That's what we were missing this offseason. Now time for football season. And you're right about that, Jeremy. Hopefully we'll be able to get some points and stretch the ball down the field. And Thomas writes in, I like the additions of Frosty Rucker and Jaquay Parker, but neither are particularly skilled pass rushers. Who is likely to start opposite Jabal Sheard? Will Marcus Bernard be a designated pass rusher? 7.5 sacks 2 seasons ago. Cheers. Cheers to you, Thomas. Now, I think Rucker can get to the quarterback. I really do. I think Parker gets to him in a different way. But I think Rucker, when he is healthy, and I know his sack total wasn't big in Cincinnati, but he's been in and out of injury situations. But I love the way Mike Zimmer and Marvin Lewis put together the Bengals defensive front. I mean, they were too deep at every position, so they always had fresh pass rushers. So I think that that's going to be the key, that they are able to rotate through people. So I think the fact that last year you had Sheard on one side, Jamie Mitchell on the other, and by the end of the year, Mitchell had lost his starting assignment, and you had pressure coming from various people coming in there. I mean, Schaefering would come in, and then you had Paxson coming in. You had other players coming in there. So I really do believe that I think Rucker will get the first chance to start there, and I know that the Browns are very familiar with Parker. But I think between the two of them, it's going to be upgraded. I think they will get to the quarterback. And I think you'll see, because those two guys are there, you'll see Sheard get to the quarterback, because you can't throw all of your attention then at just him and keeping him, chipping people on him, because you'll have to pay attention to the other two guys. And you're right when you write in about Marcus Bernard being an option, but it's a very, very big question. Will Bernard be able to convert? Last year, it was a complete washout for him. First of all, he came in heavy. He was way overweight. He came in about 20 pounds heavier than they wanted him to come in. And then, of course, he had that motorcycle accident coming out of practice one day. So we'll see what Marcus Bernard can do. It's a big year for him. It's a big camp for him, because out of sight, out of mind, and I know that he is physically put back together this season, and I think he understands the defense a little bit more. But it's a big year for him to prove that the Browns paying him last year, even when he was hurt, was a great deal of loyalty to him. And now he's got to pay off, and he's got to show them that their loyalty will be deserved and paid off in another way with him getting out on the field. But he is a guy that I think comes in on the bubble a little bit. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, we'll answer more of your questions later on in the show. But I'll be joined by my broadcast partner, Doug Deacon. That's coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN. At 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
Register today at Southeast Harley-Davidson for the 2012 Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. Registration is only $35 each and benefits the Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Ride with Browns President Mike Holmgren from Southeast Harley-Davidson to the Cleveland Browns training facility and enjoy the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. Join the ride Saturday, July 28th at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile off I-480.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart, for the shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card, for Drug Mart cash, or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Hi, gang. Riz here. And Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated. And I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm. And they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
There are two sides to every story, and in our opinion, there should also be two sides to every mattress. This is Ron Trzynski, and at the Original Mattress Factory, we strongly believe that two-sided mattresses last longer and provide more value than their one-sided counterparts. The majority of the mattress industry, which only makes one-sided products, would disagree. Ultimately, it is up to you to decide. To give you the basics, a two-sided mattress is built exactly the same on the bottom as it is on the top. As such, it can be flipped or turned as needed to help even out wear and also minimize the appearance of body impressions. This means that it will also last longer than a one-sided product. If you'd like to see the difference for yourself, we have both one-sided and two-sided mattresses available for you to try and compare. So stop by one of our stores and get our 2 cents on two sides. We think you'll agree. Two are better than one. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp.
Welcome back, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan along with you, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Hey, remember to join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th, benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. And the ride begins at Southeast Harley-Davidson and will end at the Browns training facility. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity then to watch the Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or sign up today, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment of Cleveland Browns Daily is brought to you by a Quaker Steak and Lube, and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And it is my great thrill to have alongside of me, always on my left, politically and physically, here's the great Doug Deacon joining me as we get set, my partner on the Browns Radio Network. We get set for our 14th year together, and here we go. You ready for on a 95 degree day? Are we ready to go next week for training camp?
Well, for a little bit of it.
Unbelievable. I mean, hopefully we'll get a little break in the weather when the Browns go out on the practice field a week from this Saturday at 8:45 in the morning.
You know, Bridget Haziga from the Browns had sent me a thing for the bile the other day, and she had the years or things like that. And I got looking at it, thinking, gosh, I've been to a lot of Browns games, so I actually totaled up all the Browns games. It came up to like 767.
767.
On exhibition playoffs and everything.
Wow, how about that? Unbelievable. Well, how about this, Doug? How about this kid, Josh Gordon? Yesterday, he gets a four-year deal for over $5 million, $5.3 million, guaranteed money, $3.8 million. Here's a kid that got drafted in the supplemental draft on Thursday, and now he gets all that money. And the Browns have made a big commitment to him to guarantee $3.8 million.
Well, to give up a second-round draft pick is a big commitment, too. But I think, you know, if you look back at the draft and their desire to get Kendall Wright in the first round, and the Titans took him about two spots ahead, you know, they had that shot to get the triplets, you know, like the Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Irvin down there, or Harrison and James and Peyton in Indianapolis.
Right.
We got our triplets now, and hopefully it works out the same way those two, three other scenarios did.
So as we get to know Tom Heckert, and we know him more and more now, Tom Heckert really doesn't have a poker face, really. I mean, when he likes somebody, he comes right out and says it. And I go back to pre-draft when we were asking, you know, various questions about the position players, and Brandon Whedon's name came up, and he just said right out of the blue there, he just said, I like Brandon Whedon. There's nothing that is not to like about Brandon Whedon. I like Brandon Whedon a lot, and everyone kept saying, boy, I wonder if he's just kind of throwing that out to everybody, and absolutely not. He went and got him at number 22, and indications were that he really liked Josh Gordon, and there he goes and he gets him.
Well, there's also indications that he liked Justin Blackmon, just for purposes to make sure nobody knew that he was really wanted Trent Richardson. But I think the thing about the Gordon deal is, you know, to do something like that, you know, the supplemental draft, you have to have the ownership on board.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, Randy Lerner said, hey, if this is going to make us a winner, go do it, Tom. And that's what he did. So, you know, people often, I think, ask about the commitment of Randy. I think that move was a pretty good indication of how bad Randy wants to win.
Yeah, and it's obviously an indication that they realized that they probably still weren't there offensively at the wide receiver position. They had added the kid Benjamin. And, of course, they'll take a good long look at the kid that played at Oklahoma State with Whedon and Josh Cooper, and there's familiarity there. But they obviously still thought we need more, and they went to the supplemental draft, which is a very, very unique situation because the kid did have a couple of off-field problems at Baylor and then, you know, went to Utah, never played for them, and now he comes into the league, but they liked him. They liked everything about him. They liked his size, his speed, the size of his hands. They say he's got huge hands. Well, I mean, I have a huge heart, but my hands tend to be a little bit small.
Well, I think Tom Hecker's been walking around with a drool bib for about 2 months. I mean, he really liked this kid. I mean, they took him out to dinner, and they were really impressed with him, and, you know, he acknowledged that he'd had a problem, and he acknowledged that he wasn't going to have a problem again.
Okay, so Doug, he's missed OTAs, he's missed minicamp because he wasn't a part of the organization. How quickly do you think they can get him up to speed?
Well, I think there's a part you missed, yeah, and obviously they're going to have to bring him along a little slower. But I mean, there's certain roles, and you know, as a rookie wide receiver, a lot of times, you know, it takes you a while to get hooked up into it. So I don't think that's going to be a major problem. I think, you know, maybe the little bit of rust like we saw with Little, that's a concern.
Yeah, that's right, because remember, Little missed that last year at North Carolina, and this kid did not play at all last year either as he was transferring over to Utah. Doug, somebody's got to be sitting out there as a Browns wide receiver saying, gee, I wonder if my spot is still there. They were doing the numbers game, and they're sitting there, and they're saying, okay, all right, they've added Travis Benjamin and everything like that, but now they've added another player who they obviously really liked and took a second-round draft choice to get him in the supplemental draft. I'm wondering if I'm Carlton Mitchell or if I'm somebody like that. You know, in that receiver room, I'm wondering, do I still have a seat when we really start calling roll call?
Well, I think if my name's not Gordon or Little, I wouldn't, you know, be hiring a real estate agent right now.
I'd be renting? Is
yeah.
that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks like that's the future, doesn't it? That, I mean, you take a look and, you know, Little got better as the year went on last year. That rust that you're talking about came off and he started to play well. And I thought at the end of the year he was their best target once he got over the dropsies. And he went through that, and he fought through, and I thought he got better, and now obviously they've made the commitment to this kid.
You know, and when you go to the draft season, I mean, when you haven't played for a year, and you know, you talk about rookies hitting a wall, but here's a kid that hadn't played for a year, you know, that wall had to be pretty tough. So, you know, I think that's something hopefully that, you know, mentally you can shake. It's like kind of like in golf getting the shanks, you know, the dropsies are the same thing.
Yeah, Doug, as they now spread this offense out and maybe really start to run it the way Pat Shurmur wants to run it and envisioned it, do you think they'll become less reliant on the tight ends? Because the tight ends were big in this offense. Watson was a big target a couple of years ago and a very friendly target for Colt McCoy when he was in there and finished up that season when DeLome and Seneca Wallace both got hurt. And they really liked the tight ends last year. They liked the matchup difficulties that Evan Moore made for everybody. But if you really have wide receivers that are true wide receivers and can get down the field, do you think the tight end becomes less of option number one?
Well, probably a little bit of a less of an option. But the thing is, yards after the catch. You've got two guys that are going to be able to give you yards after the catch. I think, you know, with the tight ends, you know, I think, you know, a big part of, you know, now is a game of cat and mouse, hide and seek. You know, I'm going to send in three receivers. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they? Are they tight ends? Or are they, you know, wide receivers? And with some of these guys, it's going to be pretty tough. And don't forget, we talk about Ben Watson. We talk about Evan Moore. You know, Alex Smith did a great job last year.
And yes, he did.
You know, and I think surprised a lot of people. And then you got Jordan Cameron.
And that's the wild card.
That's the wild card.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, to be honest, Ben Watson had a couple concussions last year, you know, and he's been in the league for a while. So, you know, what Tom Heckert has created, he's created, you know, the replacements. So when things don't, turn out.
Yeah. I didn't know you, too, was coming to the interview today, Doug, but obviously they just popped in. Let me ask you this, Doug, as we get a situation going with the tight ends, you know, you take a look at Watson, you take a look at Evan Moore. And Evan Moore, I worry sometimes that Evan Moore is one of these players that just becomes an exceptional player in preseason, but then when the regular season starts, you know, you become all preseason. I mean, he really jumps out during the preseason, and he's done that since he's come to the Browns. And And then, you know, he had some injuries too, but then he disappears a little bit in the regular season.
Well, I think, you know, one of the problems that they had with Evan last year was a couple drops, and a couple of the drops were because they're one-handed catches, and I think that's something.
The highlight catch.
Yeah, the highlight catch. We learned that with a guy named Ward, number 17. But, you know, Evan Moore also, you know, when you get into the regular season, people start to game plan, you know, against you defensively, where, you know, in the preseason, everything is just your basic generic defense.
All right. So as we mentioned about the wide receiver thing too, Doug, where does this put Josh Cribbs? Where does it put him in the game plan offensively? And so many people during this offseason have been saying that Cribbs will do what he does best more now this year, and that is on special teams, the return game, covering kicks, that they would rely on him less as a receiver.
Well, that might be true, and I think, you know, if you look at last year, he made some great catches. I mean, there was that one catch in the corner of the end zone. I mean, spectacular catch.
When he went up in the air.
But with that said, you know, it's some teams carry an extra kicker to kick off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josh Cribbs is kind of like that guy, except he's that special team guys, because when he's on the coverage teams, the coverage teams are a lot better.
That's right, and they're a lot worse when he's not on them. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. All right, Doug, on your bio, it says you played offensive line. We'll come back and we'll touch upon that and scratch the surface on what's coming up for Mitchell Schwartz and the Browns offensive line. We'll do that when we come back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. You're on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland Browns Daily.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cup, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Browns fans, unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
This summer, take your taste buds on a wild ride with the Subway Buffalo Chicken, featured $5 Foot Long of July. Treat yourself to tender, juicy chicken tossed in bold buffalo sauce with crisp green peppers and cool, creamy ranch on your favorite freshly baked bread. This chicken is kicking. So hurry in and try one today, because this July only, the Subway Buffalo Chicken joins our many $5 Foot Longs. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Only the Home Depot has Ridge's new 18-volt X4 Hyperlithium Ion two-piece combo kit for just $179. A $298 value that includes a compact drill, impact driver, two batteries, and a carrying bag. Unlock the power of Hyperlithium technology. We've got the combination. The new Ridge's X4 combo kit for just $179. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having. A reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's cash for clunkers. Get cash for your clunkers now at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi at the new location, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Trade in your old clunker, any old hunk of junk, and get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 towards a brand new Mitsubishi. That's a minimum $3,500 off plus special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model, including Lancer, Galant, Eclipse, Outlander, and Evolution. They're all backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Or plug into the future with a 2012 IMEF, Mitsubishi's innovative electric vehicle. It gets 112 MPGe, and it's in stock now. Turn trash into cash. At least $3,500 off a brand new Mitsubishi right now. Only at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000, 440-534-5000, or visit MentorMitsubishi.com. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, everybody, and remember to join the Browns for Family Night presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the stadium lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as post-practice autograph session, and always the best fire. Welcome back, everybody, and remember to join the Browns for Family Night presented by Smuckers on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the stadium lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as post-practice autograph session, and always the best fireworks around. Admission is free. And for more information on how you can attend, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. As we rejoin my partner, Doug Deacon, on the Browns Radio Network and in studio with us right now. Doug, as we get set to take a look at an offensive line that was addressed during the draft. And that was, first of all, with Mitchell Schwartz coming to the team. And he was the lineman that joined them out of Cal, and he goes right into the right tackle position. But so many people talk about the left tackle, Doug, and you know, then the right tackle is there. And Ryan Tucker was a great right tackle when he played here for the Browns. And, you know, so I want to ask you this. The duties of a right tackle with a right-handed quarterback, which is what the Browns have down the line, but certainly with Brandon Whedon, what are the strengths that you look for, and what should we be watching with Mitchell Schwartz as he lines up at right tackle?
Well, I think, you know, most teams a lot of times in the running game are right-handed teams. If you're going to go for it, you have your more athletic tackle on the backside, and because he's got to play in space more. And with that said, you look for maybe the power. And the thing, you know, I guess when you talk about a Ryan Tucker, I think Ryan Tucker just brought a lot of toughness to the football team. The way he played, and, you know, it was infectious. Now, that's not to say that the guys out there aren't tough guys. It's just that, you know, Tuck had a way of getting it across. And I think Schwartz is one of those guys that, you know, he's got good technique. You know, I asked Joe Thomas about it one day, and Joe said, yeah, he says, the kid has really, really good technique. And I think, you know, like most guys, you know, you play in the college game where, you know, you're a big guy and you can overwhelm. Now you're against guys that are your same size and more athletic.
Right.
And the thing, you know, the first thing you look at is, you know, do you have the feet? Because it doesn't matter how strong you are. If you can't move your feet, you're not going to block anybody. But then the next thing is, you know, power-wise, how do you match up? And, you know, a young guy coming out of college, it takes you a year to really, or two, to figure out what you need.
Now, he obviously was the guy that they wanted. They went up high in that second round to get him.
Well, yeah, and I mean, then it puts everything in place. You know, now you got four people really that, you know, are big time impact players for your organization or for your football team in one draft.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go to this point, Doug, and that is that you've always mentioned that you have to have a swing tackle. You've always mentioned that to me. Who will be the swing tackle when the cuts are being made and you're getting down to that final number that you do on the roster? Now, the Browns also drafted a kid, Ryan Miller, I think his name was, and he was from Colorado. He played a lot of football. He can play guard. He can play tackle, and he could also play in the NBA. He's about 6'7" and a half, isn't he?
Yeah, and I, you know, that's something I think that they'll have to find out in training camp. I think in the past, one of the luxuries, you know, a few years ago was you had Eric Steinbach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Eric obviously won't be here this year, but or with us anymore. But I think you've got to find that kid, because, you know, knock on wood, Joe Thomas has, I don't think, missed a play in 5 years. So
I don't think he has, Doug. Yeah. I think you're right, yeah.
So, you know, you need to develop you know, somebody, you know, at that position.
And I think in the camps, Doug, once that kid came in, Ryan Miller, I think they lined him up more at tackle than they did guard.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the arm length. I mean, he can get separation of about 40 feet just to putting his arms out.
Okay, so that was a very unpopular decision in Browns Nation when Eric Steinbach, it was clear that they were not going to be able to come to any kind of salary harmony in the way of what kind of salary cut he would take to bring him back to the Browns and in the fold this year, because everybody really missed him last year because you were so young then at the guard positions. Where is he going to play?
Well, I think, you know, obviously his hometown is Chicago. They're interested in him. Baltimore, Ozzy has an interest in him. They lost Grubbs. And, you know, I think if, you know, it depends. I think, you know, Eric had a little scope on his knee. So he's kind of waiting until he gets 100% before he does a workout.
And that's in addition to the back.
The back,
because
yeah.
He had the back problem. Boy, I'll tell you what, Doug. Peyton Hillis can look at that, whatever he got. What, he got $3 million to go to Kansas City. And I know he wanted a ton more to stay here. But he got $3 million to go to Kansas City. And he didn't get any of that from what he did last year here in Cleveland. But he probably got all of it for what he did the year before. I know you're coming. You got a joke written here?
No. I'm just saying, you know, we were talking about Eric Steinbach. And, you know, Eric Steinbach was one of those old school kind of guys.
Yeah.
And I think some of the things that Peyton Hillis was doing last year might have got corrected if Steinbach was in that locker room.
But yeah, my point is that 1,177 yards he had the year before, Hillis did, a lot of that was number 65 leading him around that left edge, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, you go back, you're an offense before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in that offense, we used to pull our guards. Now we run a lot more, you know, zone blocking, stretch plays.
Okay, so, and I want to touch on Doug, and you touched on Joe Thomas, and now we've talked about Mitchell Schwartz and how he'll probably nail down that right tackle. And remember this, Doug, that there were times last year, many times during the regular season, where the Browns would shuttle in their tackles, and it would be Cousins would come in, O'Neal Cousins would come in, and Artis Hicks would come in, and you'd really have to keep your binoculars on the right tackle spot, because if Hicks started, it didn't mean that he was in the next series when they got the ball back. That's how unsettled that tackle spot was on the right side.
Yeah, and the bad thing about that is, you know, if you're the guy that's going in and out, that's you lose the flow of the game. I mean, there used to be situations where, you know, if you take a tackle and make them a tight end on a short yardage play, then you convert, then you got to go out for a play. Well, I always thought, you know, running to the sidelines and back, you know, to do that was going to wear me out. I said, just let me stay in the game. But no, I get getting winded, you know. But no, I think, you know, they didn't have the answer over there. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you're trying to find the first one. I mean, there were so many things that were going on last year that, you know, it's going to be just nice to have an off season under your belt and
right.
See what Pat Shurmur can do. I mean, you know, I think last year you really can't gauge anything by that.
Would you gauge this, though, Doug, that by the end of the year, Laval and Pinkston were playing better at the two guard spots?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, anytime you have success, you get confidence. And, you know, that's a big part of it. And I think, you know, you know, it's like, you know, you're a pitcher in the major league. You know, you see hitters two or three times. Well, all of a sudden you get to see the Steelers defense twice.
Sure.
You get to see the Ravens.
Right.
And you get an idea of what they're doing. Where, you know, the first time around, it's like, whoa, you know, you just kind of, you know, hold on to everything and say, let's, you know, see if we can make it through.
Yeah, this is a little bit quicker than when I played at Pitt, huh, when Pinkston
came. And that's the other, I mean, you know, you play in an exhibition game, the speed of the game is not the same as the regular season. And when, you know, hopefully we get back to the playoffs, so find out that's a little different.
All right, now, our good friend Phil Dawson is coming back. They did not get a long-term deal done with him by the deadline yesterday, but he'll come back and he'll play for the second year in a row on that franchise tag. At $3.81 million, good for him. Doug, I have bought him two goodbye gifts, thinking that he was leaving Cleveland. Luckily, I've held on to the receipts at Bed Bath & Beyond, and I'll be able to take them back. I mean, I am so happy he's coming back, because he is the perfect kicker for this team. And until we start scoring touchdowns, you know, and hopefully that's coming soon, at least you're getting three with him.
Yeah. I mean, and now that we've kind of hopefully solved the other problem, you know, just a bit outside.
You're talking about the snaps?
Yeah.
Yeah. That you got hit with the last one at Papriot setback.
But, you know, the thing about Phil Dawson, not only can he kick in the elements here, But it's the kind of guy he is. He's such a solid guy.
Well, you always said, Doug, he's a football player.
That kicks, yeah. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if he's in the locker room, he's a good, positive influence. I mean, he's got a football mentality to him. And, you know, for a young kid to come up, you know, if he's a good guy, a good example to have around.
And, you know, it's amazing. And, Doug, you're always on the field for a lot longer than I am before the game on a Sunday. It's amazing how serious he takes his craft. And, I mean, this guy, I'll tell you what, Channels 3, 5, 8, 19 should hire this guy as a meteorologist because he knows the weather better than anybody down there on that lakefront, doesn't he? And he puts the whole week, I understand, stand into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, not only does he know the winds and where they bounce off the stadium walls and how it's going to affect it and things like that. And, I mean, he's also a turf specialist, too. You know, he's got a degree there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't kick here. This is lumpy. You can't kick there. And but, I mean, that's a professional. I mean, if you talk about the old day, Adolf, you know, do you want to be a professional football player? Or do you want to be a professional that plays football? He's a professional that plays football.
And he's got a beautiful Kentucky. He bent grass in his family room. You're right. He really knows his turf. All right, Doug, great job here on Cleveland Browns Day. I think we'll see you next week out of training camp.
Looking forward to it.
And we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR after a timeout.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View in Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, Tolmie, Tolmie.
Or here.
A home plate celebration! Tolmie to get by!
Or here.
Jim Tolmie back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Austin, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped.
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing.
Oh! Hit a bullet.
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just
for Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge, live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
And we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We're joined now by Akron Beacon Journal Browns beat writer Nate Ulrich, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nate, thanks for taking some time as we get set for training camp next week. And it was a busy day yesterday for the Browns in the way of getting a contract done and I guess not getting another contract done. And I'm speaking of the Phil Dawson situation on the long-term deal. He'll take the franchise tag pay at $3.81 million. But Nate, what a commitment by the Browns, not only to get Josh Gordon, but then to guarantee him $3.8 million, and the total worth of the deal is over five. That is a big-time commitment, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But if you listen to Tom Heckert last week after the Browns picked Gordon, it's not really surprising. He thinks this guy can be a number one wide receiver. I mean, he thinks that not only can he contribute right away, but, you know, he might make a big impact right away. And it's, you know, 6'3", 224 pounds. I think he's the type of playmaker that they really, really need.
You know, Nate, somebody was describing and trying to compare him to the other guys, for instance, that came out in the draft, like last year, for instance. And they came out and they said, is he like Justin Blackmon? And someone said, no, he's bigger than Justin Blackmon. He's got huge hands and he's just bigger than Justin Blackmon. And then they said, who is he more like? And they said, he's more like A.J. Green, of course, who the Browns salivated over and watched the Bengals get and then watched A.J. Green burn the Browns a couple of times in the two games that they played against him last year. I'll take that if he's like A.J. Green. How about you?
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think if he ends up being like A.J. Green, it's going to be one of the best bargains the Browns could have ever dreamed of. But, you know, another guy I'll throw out there is, you know, just in terms of being a really big, fast, straight-line guy who is a little raw and needs some work on his route running, by all accounts, is Stephen Hill. And,
right.
Yeah, that guy just killed it at the combine, got drafted in the second round, and I see some similarities between Josh Gordon and Stephen Hill, except for I think the Browns think Josh Gordon's a lot better, and I think they really like him because they did pass up on Stephen Hill in the second round, and they took Mitchell Schwartz instead.
Yeah, you know, the thing I worried always about the Stephen Hill thing, and I agree with your assessment that he did really do very, very well at the combine, but I just always was worried about where he played, and where he played was at Georgia Tech, and of course that coach there, the former Navy coach, ran that running offense. I mean, they were just an incredible rushing team to the point where they hardly threw the ball. So I guess you're going to get a wide receiver that can block when you get a guy like a Stephen Hill who played at Georgia Tech. And if you're going to get on the field, you're going to watch the ball be handed off a great deal. I just was worried about the fact that he didn't get a lot of plays come his way in college because of the offense they ran.
Yeah, and that's the mystery with them. You know,
right.
Like you said, they're in that option-based offense. They don't go to the receivers a whole lot. That was a mystery. You know, Demaryius Thomas came out of there too, out of Georgia Tech. And, you know, basically, I think that he attracted some teams just because of his size, speed, and they see the potential there. I think the Browns see that kind of potential with Josh Gordon, but again, I do think they think he is a better receiver. I think both guys are similar in that they need to develop. I think they're both raw. You know, Hecker conceded Josh Gordon needs to work on his route running, and
right.
He's going to be, you know, making an adjustment to a new system, the West Coast offense. But he also said he thinks, hey, this guy's physical attributes, his raw talent outweighs, you know, some of the things that he has to work on.
So, Nate, do you think Browns fans should feel better about the wide receiver group coming into this training camp?
With the addition of Gordon, I think there's no doubt. I mean, you know, it remains to be seen what he can do this year. I mean, he missed mini camps. He missed OTAs. He's got to catch up. It's not going to be easy. He's got to learn a new system. He's got to stay out of trouble. We know all those things.
All right.
But if he can contribute this year, I think that there's a good chance that he could become the number one receiver on this team. I think they look at him as the most talented guy, you know, just based on pure skill. And I think that it will translate if he can do all those things. You know, Greg Little missed his senior season at North Carolina, and he came in and had a pretty good rookie season. He was inconsistent. He needs to get better at that. He needs to focus more on catching the ball. I mean, but if he can do that, I think he's going to be a pretty good player. And, you know, Josh Gordon, like Little, missed, you know, last college season. He had to sit out at Utah. So it's kind of similar in that way, except for Josh Gordon practiced with Utah. And that actually might, you know, Greg Little didn't practice in North Carolina during that season. And that might actually make a difference, too.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, let's go to some guys as we come up on training camp that it's a big camp for these guys. Let me throw a name out at you. It's a big camp for Montario Hardesty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's got to show he can stay healthy, and, you know, so far that hasn't happened. You know, he tore his ACL his rookie season, missed an entire year. And then last year, I counted, he did not play in six games. He's battling that torn muscle in his right calf, you know, for most of the second half of the season. And Brandon Jackson's back. You know, he was out last year with a toe injury after they signed him. So it's going to be up to those two guys, in my mind, to see who's going to become the primary backup to Trent Richardson. So, that, I mean, I'm definitely looking at that battle. And, you know, whoever doesn't win it, you know, it's going to be tough for them to get a good amount of playing time. Shermer says they're both going to play.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think one of them is definitely going to have a more significant role than the other.
All right. In the quarterback situation, is it a big camp? It's obviously a big camp for Colt McCoy to either convince them here that he can have some kind of role, or he impresses somebody else out there and they say, hey, listen, let's go work a deal with Cleveland and get him and get a trade over here. Is it a big camp for Seneca Wallace?
I think it's a bigger camp for Colt McCoy. I think you outlined it really nicely there. I think I would lean toward the second option, because I just don't, you know, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, but I just don't see it happening here. I mean, I think it's more likely that he's going to end up somewhere else. And I think looking good and maybe increasing his value in the mind of another team, and maybe another quarterback gets hurt in preseason and there's a move that can be made there. But, you know, I just think back to when, you know, we asked Pat Shermer and Mike Coleman, what do you guys look for in a backup quarterback? And they describe an experienced guy who's mobile, who can step into a game without many reps in practice and perform well without much preparation time, who is, you know, a guy who's popular in the locker room and all those things. I just, you know, I don't think I'm reading into it too much, but, it sounded like they were describing Seneca Wallace. So I would, if I had to make a bet on it, I would say Seneca's going to be the backup. That's the way they seem to be leaning, and I'd be surprised if Colt wasn't moved.
Over on the defensive side, Nate, who would you pick out in that same, if we have this same discussion, who do you think it might be a very big camp for to try and make this team and solidify their spot on that roster?
Well, I think it's going to be a big camp for the two rookie defensive tackles, because one of those guys, I'm convinced, is going to be charged with trying to replace the void left by Phil Taylor, and his, you know, he's out with a torn pec. So that's John Hughes, a third rounder out of Cincinnati, and Billy Wynn, sixth round pick out of Boise State. Scott Paxton's there. He's a veteran guy, but he's a guy who didn't play a full NFL season until last year, and I think he was 28. So he's kind of a remarkable story, you know, a guy who's bounced around practice squads and finally got a chance last year in his late 20s. But when you consider all that, he's never started an NFL game. I mean, he's not your proven starting caliber defensive tackle. So I think one of the rookies really has a chance to step up. Maybe they end up rotating or something like that, but I think, you know, you'd like to think that, you know, Hughes, you know, I know they took heat for taking him in the third round, but if he's what Heckard thinks he is, and that's a respectable run stopper, that he'd be able to step up and fill in.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about Billy Wynn is this, and I really like this about players, you know, who get drafted into the NFL, and I like the fact that they have played a lot in college. He played a lot at Boise State. And, of course, with the resurrection of that program, he played in a lot of big games. I think the same is true for the kid Acho at linebacker. But like you're touching upon, I mean, I know John Hughes was drafted higher, obviously, than Billy Wynn. But I think I like sometimes the fact that a player like him knows what it's like to play in big games, and he played a lot. I mean, he's played in a number of games, and he played all throughout his career at Boise State. And I think that might help him.
Yeah, it might. I mean, I don't want to discount that at all. And I think they believe that they got a steal when they got Wynn in the sixth round. I think, you know, Shermer said right away, right off the bat after they picked him, that they thought he slid because he had some other teams might have had some concerns about his medical history, that he had some injuries. Well, if he can stay healthy, he could be a steal. There's no doubt about it. But the thing that I look at, and when I look at replacing Phil Taylor, Phil Taylor's a, you know, 6'3", 330-pound mammoth defensive tackle. Billy Winn, I don't think he's even reaching 300 on the scale unless he's putting on some weight.
No, I don't think he is. You're right, yeah.
So, you know, Hughes is the bigger of the two, you know, and Hughes can be, you know, 315 to 320. I just think you need the beef in there to start alongside Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, you know, that's not necessarily sealing the deal for Hughes, but somebody's got to step up because, hey, let's face it, the defense was young and promising last year, but they couldn't stop the run. So that's a major concern, and obviously losing Phil Taylor isn't going to help the cause of the run defense.
And everybody that played them knew it, Nate, because offensively, when teams went up against that defense, they ran the ball on them 52% of the time on any play that they lined up and went against the Browns defense last year. Nate, thanks for joining us. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. You'll read him as he covers the Browns, and we'll see you next week at training camp.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, Nate Ulrich joining us, and we'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after a time.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Have you heard? Clear Choice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Ohio's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that Clear Choice, the experts, are based right here in Cleveland? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-229-9227. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited radio offer.
What are you waiting for? Schedule your risk-free consultation with a Clear Choice doctor today and start living the life you deserve tomorrow. Call 1-855-229-9227. That's 1-855-229-9227. Or visit clearchoice.com.
Cleveland Gladiators football rocks the queue. The Gladiators face the Chicago Rush Saturday, July 21st at 7:30 for Fan Appreciation Night, courtesy of Horseshoe Casino. Fantastic prizes will be given away the entire night, and make sure to wear your white for the Gladiators whiteout. Every Gladiators game includes post-game autographs and the chance to kick field goals on the field, presented by EMH Healthcare. Get your game tickets to Fan Appreciation Night by calling 216-420-2222, visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart, or go to clevelandgladiators.com.
It's that time again. Time to save big on the parts and accessories you need at Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. If you're serious about saving, Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, daily drivers, trucks, and more. With millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers, we have what you want at prices that save you money. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Save 10% on Summit Racing Street and Strip or Direct Fit aluminum radiators. Buy any sports truck or SUV tent and get a free excursion duffel bag. And buy four select Wheel Vintiques rally style wheels and get four free center caps. So don't waste any time.
Get to Summit Racing Equipment today and save on the parts and accessories for what you drive. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, Exit 29 in Talmadge. Open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event
with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party's going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Get a 2012 Fusion, Escape, or F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids and Raptor models. Take new retail delivery by July 31st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details or visit driveoneohio.com.
Everybody on Cleveland Browns Daily here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Jim Donovan in for Vic Carucci. Hope Vic's having a great vacation. He'll be back with you next week, and we'll all be busy next week when the Browns training camp opens up out in Berea. As we wind up our Tuesday show here on ESPN 850 WKNR, we go back to the mailbag with our Ask Vic questions driven by Liberty Ford. And let's go to Kyle. Kyle writes in, good move, a little high of a pick. He's talking about Josh Gordon. I think they could have nabbed him in the third round like the rest of the world, but still rather get him than not get him. And I would disagree with that a little bit, Kyle. I'm glad they got him, but I don't think he would have lasted in the third round. I think there were people in front of them, and I think they might have lost him in the third round. I think that they, at first, when the thing first started to really appear and they took a look and said, we can get this kid in the supplemental draft, I think the first option was that they were thinking maybe we could get a fourth round pick and get him. And then they realized it was going to be a third round pick. And then I think maybe when Robert Griffin III started to talk so much about him and they picked up some more information around the league, they said, listen, if we really want him, and we really do, we're going to have to go to the second round pick and get him. And that's exactly what they did. Now, Kyle goes on to write in, bottom line is, this year, if we don't improve, we'll just spend our first pick on a wide receiver and finish up our offense, and then in quotations the line, and we'll have a fully capable team. There is actually a rebuilding process taking place, and while I disagree with the pickup of Whedon, I agree with just about everything else that they have done. I think we all, going into this offseason, took a look at those numbers of, you know, not being able to score any points and how pathetic they were on offense last year and said they have got to go in the draft and get some offensive help, and not just a little, a lot. And now when you add in the supplemental draft and what they've done, they really have definitely addressed that. I mean, with a couple of offensive linemen, a quarterback, a great running back, and now a couple of wide receivers. And I speak not only of Gordon, but of Travis Benjamin. And then the intriguing thing of, you know, Josh Cooper coming out of Oklahoma State, and it's going to be interesting. But they definitely did go out, and there is no mystery. They needed help on offense, and they've gone out to try and get it. Jared writes in, please stop with the Cribs talk at wide receiver. He's a marginal number four at best, and him trying to play wide receiver is hurting what he does best, and that is special teams. If he goes back to just special teams and last on the depth chart at wide receiver, it's best for the team. And I agree with most of your points there. I mean, he is the best, I think, on special teams. And when he's fresh, he's just lethal on special teams. Okay, but the other thing is, he just seems to have that quality sometimes that he makes plays at wide receiver. And he had a great game at the end of the year last year against Pittsburgh, where he had about 7 catches in that game, the last game of the year, and he was the only go-to guy. Yet in that game, he still dropped a couple of balls. So, I mean, he's that kind of player. If you can pick the right time to go to him, I think that he can reward you in the wide receiver game. But you're absolutely right about the special teams. That's what he is. You got to be what you are, and he is one of the best in the NFL special teams. At wide receiver, is going to be secondary, and now they've brought in real pros to try and handle those positions. John writes in, is Trent Richardson going to be effective against 8 to 9 men up in the box? Is anybody effective with 8 or 9 men up in the box? But, you know, you're right, John. Is it like, you know, Adrian Peterson's been able to do that, John writes in. With the Browns' non-existent passing game, this is what he'll be facing. So that's the equation. That's the riddle. Can we solve that puzzle that if they crowd that box, can the Browns make them pay? Can Brandon Weeden make them pay and pull those safeties away from there and pull them back, that you have to respect that passing game until you do it and until you consistently prove that you're going to be able to do it. And until that offensive line proves that they can pick those blitzes up and protect him and then really scorch them with, you know, quick slants and passes a little bit deeper down the field to quality receivers, then it is going to be crowded for a kid like Trent Richardson, and we'll see what he can do. That's the perfect formula. Will they be able to, you know, get the right blend, run, pass, and will they be able to throw the ball down the field and stretch that field out and get those safeties out of that box? That is what they are going to attempt to do. Thanks for your questions. We'll answer more on the Ask Vic mailbag coming up tomorrow, and I want to thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Thanks to my partner, Doug Deacon, my partner up in the booth for now 14 years on the Browns Radio Network. Nate Ulrich joins us from the Akron Beacon Journal. Thanks to him, to Daniela Velli for all of her help, and Drew Boatner out at the Browns. And thanks to Dave DiNatale for helping me walk me through the show here at our studios at WKNR. Hope you join us tomorrow on the show as we get set for a Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. I'm Jim Donovan. Have a good night, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.